I recently read, or rather listened to, an audiobook called Fearlessly Failing by Lola Berry. And one of the lines that stuck in my mind was, you've got to be willing to show up and suck before you show up and shine. And I thought that is so true. And it totally relates to showing up online and or podcasting or whatever it is that you want to achieve in your life.
Hello, I'm Olivia D'Souza. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm a content and podcast expert. I support visionary entrepreneurs and leaders passionate about living with purpose. Join me as we explore podcasting, life, business, and authenticity. Subscribe for meaningful conversations with a business buddy who gets what it's like. Welcome to Magnetic Pod.
I'm stepping in the next little me. I'm here to be everything I can be.
So in a song I've got, which is called Reach, and one of the lines is, I'll show up and shine. I'll show up and shine, which is what we aim for, right? But maybe I should rewrite that and just write another song about showing up and sucking first. So I'm just closing my email because that's a rule. Close your email so you don't get beeps and stuff while you're recording. And the other rule is show up and suck. Make mistakes and embrace it. Okay, so I think a lot of people are nervous to start podcasts or basically start anything because they're afraid of sucking. And the fact is you're going to suck at the beginning. And there's no way around that. And actually, the failures along the way are what make you good. I know for myself, with singing, being a singer-entertainer, that a lot of the things that really went into helping me get better at performing were when things went wrong. And at the time, I didn't enjoy it very much, but that's how you learn. A lot of the time, you know, you'd be putting on a show and you deal with different sort of audiences, ones that are more attentive than others or whatever. But and then there'll be times where there's technical difficulties. And in the beginning, it would be a thing that you'd be flustered about. But by the time you've done it so many times, then you have a confidence about you that just deals with it in a different way. To give you an example, I did a gig with Kim Breirush. He is very famous in Portugal, and I had a very exciting year back in very exciting holiday back in the day where we travelled, me and my family travelled north and south of Portugal with him to his different gigs, and he helped get me on television 4 times on Portuguese shows that broadcast all around the world, and so that was exciting. And for one particular event, he was doing an open air gig outside a supermarket, I think it was, yeah. And he was all set up with his band, and he gave me the opportunity to sing, and I had backing tracks, and the backing tracks wouldn't work on their computer; they wouldn't play, and so the audience is there waiting while they're trying to get the backing tracks to play and dealing with the technical difficulties. And Kim was just, you know, trying to do some banter and chat with the audience and keep it going. And mind you, I can't speak Portuguese. I sing in Portuguese, and I made some attempt to learn Portuguese, but I've been terrible. I haven't stuck with it. So I had this broken Portuguese, and I stood in front of the people, and I used the few words I knew to try and deal with the situation. I went, Bantem palmas. I haven't said it for so long, I'm not even sure if I'm saying it right now, but I'm telling them to clap their hands. And they all went, and it's like, no. I meant, assim, which is like this. And they clapped along with me, and I started singing to their clapping, just a cappella. Anyway, I started singing a cappella to their hand claps, and then behind me I wasn't aware what was going on behind me, but he must have been going, oh, it's in this key, just start playing. And I ended up singing live with his actual band instead of my backing tracks impromptu because something went wrong. So why am I telling you that? To brag, basically. But but really, something went wrong and I was able to handle it. And the reason that I was able to handle it is it must be because of all of the times before on the experience before where I haven't handled it so well necessarily, where I've probably come off and happy when I was less mature and less experienced and had a little tantrum or whatever, you know, not tantrum. I'd like to think I didn't have a tantrum, but I might. In the early days, you make mistakes and you have equipment not work and you blame it on the equipment and go, it's not fair, it didn't work. And things not working is part of what you learn to deal with. And when I started podcasting, I learnt along the way because I wanted to do in-person interviews, and so I didn't have the right setup out of the gate, and so there were initial podcasts where, you know, one person's voice might be louder than the other, and those issues are part of what makes me be able to help people today. It's part of the journey, and it wasn't terrible anyway that it went wrong, because it actually was a dialogue that I could have with the people that were following me, because I had a Facebook group and means of communication, or just on social media saying I had this issue, and, you know, talking to other people who did podcasting and then speaking to experts and all of that stuff. But you got to show up and suck as part of the process. And it's not really sucking anyway. It's just getting over your own ego. I've probably mentioned it in a podcast before, but I'm sure it's been a long time. There's a video somewhere of Ed Sheeran saying people need to embrace failing a hell of a lot more than they do. And he quite proudly shows his videos. He plays his like an early video of how bad he was when he started, and his singing is kind of makes you cringe. And I love how he sings now. But he said, you know, he follows the principle of to get good at that something, you know, you got to do it. They say you got to do it 10,000 hours. And he believes in that as a philosophy to follow in practice, which means that for the first 1,000 hours, you might be pretty crap. Actually, you're probably not going to be crap for the first 1,000 hours. You might only be crap for the first, you know, 100 maybe. But even if you're good at 1,000 hours, imagine the comparison between 1,000 and 10,000. You've got to be in it to get better. You've got to make mistakes. You've got to face things going wrong. And you don't have to be precious about it. You can drop the ego and drop the idea that you have to be perfect. I mean, here I am doing this podcast, and, for example, I do teach and recommend to have all your apps closed, so have your browser closed that could go ping, have your email closed, and I still forgot, and I still had my email open, and I think it went ping, and it's probably in the recording, and you know what? It's okay. Nobody cares, pretty sure. So if you have a message, if you have a mission, then please get out of your own way, because nobody wants you to be perfect. Nobody expects you to be perfect. See what I mean? Nobody cares if you're perfect. But if you can help them, that's what they care about. So help them. That's it from me today. I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now. I'm stepping in the next level me. I'm here to be everything I can be. Like a snake, I'm shedding my skin to be. Hello, it's Libby here. Have you ever wondered about what the key elements are that make a podcast truly stand out? Or maybe you're thinking about starting your own special podcast and feel a bit overwhelmed and don't know where to start? Well, I have something for you. Introducing the ultimate podcast checklist. Da, 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 da. It's a step-by-step guide that covers everything from the initial brainstorming to advanced growth strategies. It's the perfect companion for both new and seasoned podcasters. And the best part, it's absolutely free. Da, 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 da. To grab your copy, simply head to the show notes of this episode and you will find a direct link there, and then away you go. Remember, every podcast started with that initial spark and the right resource. So let the ultimate podcasting checklist be yours.